Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. Fire prompts emergency action at Vale's Garson Mine. Vale confirmed today that a small fire occurred at the Garson Mine overnight Sunday and that emergency procedures were activated when white smoke was encountered underground. Vale Senior Specialist of Media Relations Jeffrey Lewis said mine rescue personnel responded and determined the cause of the smoke was a failure inside an older mine power center station on the 3920 level. Mine rescue personnel would be required to ensure that workers were safe, the fire was out and to ensure the mine was re-ventilated with fresh air. All personnel were immediately accounted for and monitored at refuge stations with no injuries reported, Lewis said. No information was provided for the number of employees who were affected by the incident. The all-clear was given 8 a.m. Tuesday, Lewis added. The precise cause of the fire has not been revealed, but sources say Vale has launched an internal investigation. Frost advisory in effect for the region. Greater Sudbury and vicinity. Be aware there is a frost advisory in effect for tonight. With temperatures dropping to near or just below the freezing mark overnight into early Wednesday morning, some plants may be damaged or even killed by frost. As well, frost may return for some areas Wednesday night. The gardening public is encouraged to cover plants for protection, especially those in frost-prone areas. Please continue to monitor alerts and forecasts issued by Environment Canada. To report severe weather, send an email to onstorm@ec.gc.ca or tweet reports using hashtag ONStorm. Sudbury man charged with sexual assault against two young people. A Greater Sudbury man is facing sexual assault charges for incidents involving two people under the age of 16. Greater Sudbury police reported today that they received two separate complaints, one in September 2022 and the other in March 2023, involving the same man. The complainants were both under the age of 16 at the time of the complaints. On May 11, detectives from the Major Sex Crimes Section of the GSPS Criminal Investigation Division arrested and charged a 58-year-old Greater Sudbury man with six offenses, including two counts of sexual assault, two counts of sexual interference, one count of invitation to sexual touching under 16 years of age and one count of making sexually explicit material available to a person under 16 years of age. GSPS said the investigation led officers to suspect the man may have assaulted more people. Anyone with information related to this incident or this individual is asked to contact GSPS Detective Constable Rainville at 705-675-9171 extension 2301. Read the full story here. Gogama Open Pit Project on track for early 2024 gold pour. Construction at IAMGOLD-Côté Open Pit Mine has reached the 80% completion mark. The project is on schedule for a first gold pour and the start of production in early 2024. All eyes are on Côté, said IAMGOLD Company CEO Renaud Adams in a May 12 web call with analysts on the Toronto Gold Company's first quarter 2023 results. Construction activity is now at the peak period with more than 1,500 workers on site. Adams said the Toronto Gold Company is turning the corner toward becoming a leading mid-tier producer. The Côté deposit, he said, will provide a substantial impact as a cornerstone asset for IAMGOLD as a potential district-scale operation in northeastern Ontario. When in full operation, Côté will be the third-largest gold mine in Canada, the company said. As contractors carve out the pit, mining operations have essentially started. Read the full story here. Amber Alert issued for Thunder Bay Boy. An Amber Alert has been issued for an 8-year-old boy in Thunder Bay. Thunder Bay Police issued a news release Tuesday morning, saying 8-year-old Emerson Poulin is believed to be with 28-year-old Christopher Daniel Poulin and were last seen around 11 p.m. Monday night. A province-wide Amber Alert was issued just after noon on May 16. Police said the man is from Prince Albert, Sask, and that's where the pair could be headed. The child is described as white, about 4 feet tall and weighing 70 pounds with a thin build, brown eyes and brown hair. He was last seen wearing black and red shoes with Velcro straps. Read the full story here. Gogama Open Pit Project on track for early 2024 gold pour. Construction at IAM Gold Côté Open Pit Mine has reached the 80% completion mark. The project is on schedule for a first gold pour and the start of production in early 2024. All eyes are on Côté, said IAM Gold Company CEO Renaud Adams in a May 12 web call with analysts on the Toronto Gold Company's first quarter 2023 results. Construction activity is now at the peak period with more than 1,500 workers on site. Adams said the Toronto Gold Company is turning the corner toward becoming a leading mid-tier producer. The Côté deposit, he said, will provide a substantial impact as a cornerstone asset for IAM Gold as a potential district-scale operation in northeastern Ontario. When in full operation, Côté will be the third largest gold mine in Canada, the company said. As contractors carve out the pit, mining operations have essentially started. Read the full story here. Sunny but only a high of 12 today. Expect a sunny, but not altogether warm day for your Wednesday. The wind will be northerly at 20 km per hour, gusting to 40, before lightening in the morning. Today's high is 12 with a UV index of 6, or high. Tonight, the skies will stay clear and the temperature will dip to 4.